Don't be afraid of the dark. Just relax and let the darkness fall over you.
Welcome to Afraidish, a podcast where we take a deep dive into the history and paranormal while enjoying some tasty adult beverages. From ghost sightings to hauntings, urban legends and cryptids, let's get weird and afraid-ish together. Hello and welcome to episode 24, part 2. This is Sober Paul.
And Sober Ashley.
We just wanted to pop in and make an intro for this episode. Throughout the first part of the episode, I'm going to pop in with a recording, correcting some mistakes that were made when I ran my notes through an AI for grammar and plagiarism.
To catch any instances, to prevent plagiarism.
And when doing that, it changed the... when I wrote union, it changed it to confederate.
It changed some of the... It prevented you from plagiarizing by changing the narrative completely.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, some of them we corrected while we were
in real time.
In real time. But I'm going to jump in with some other corrections. So, enjoy the second part.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's the history. It's fine.
Okay.
And then we'll pop in after with an outro. Right. See ya.
Don't be afraid of the dark.
Okay.
All right.
On to the next one. What you got all for right. me?
So, this is probably dumb. Now let's get buried in some haunted history about the Springfield National Cemetery.
I love it. Okay.
So, Springfield National Cemetery was established in 1867 on the prairies south of Springfield, Missouri. Today, the cemetery's 18 acres are surrounded by residential and commercial areas.
Yep.
Originally established as the final resting place for Confederate soldiers killed in battle near Springfield.
Oh, I didn't know it was Confederate. I thought it was both sides.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there. Don't worry.
Sorry.
Don't you worry. I'm a little tipsy.
I'm not trying to interrupt you.
I'm a little tipsy, so I don't give a shit right now. Itis. Anyways. So, this is what happens when I drink a lot. Or, get to feeling good.
You're bubbly.
I'm bubbly. Originally established as the final resting place for Confederate soldiers killed in the battle near Springfield. It was originally established for the final resting place for Union soldiers killed near Springfield. The cemetery now houses the remains of veterans from other wars, including the Revolutionary War, the Spanish-American War, and World War II.
Wait. The American Revolution?
Yeah.
So if the cemetery, the Revolutionary War predates the Civil War. I'm very confused. Did they dig up bodies and transport them?
This is what I'm getting from articles that is saying that it includes the Revolutionary War, the Spanish-American War, and World War II.
Okay.
Plus some other wars.
Okay.
Springfield National Cemetery also includes a six-acre portion of land established by the Confederate Cemetery Association in 1871. So, okay. No.
Isn't it also where the Jewish cemetery is?
I meant to change these notes around because the first part is kind of wrong.
Okay.
So... The cemetery began as burying Union soldiers.
Okay.
But then there was a plot opposite of it to bury the Confederate soldiers. So, let me continue.
Okay. I'll try not to interrupt you.
So, it included a six-acre portion of land established by this Confederate Cemetery Association in 1871. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's... The other part was for Confederates.
Okay.
An act of Congress in 1911, authorized the Secretary of War to accept the Confederate cemetery as part of Springfield National Cemetery. So it was kind of two separate cemeteries
right next to each other. Right,
yes.
And then they became one.
So yeah, they brought them together. I mean, to me, it makes sense because, you know, they fought against each other, but at the same time, it's a conflicted thing.
Yes. You don't get to choose which side you fight for. You just fight for the people who force you to and pay you to.
Right. Well, as far as the Civil War, some chose to fight for the Union, some chose to fight for Confederacy. But at the same time, I'm sure there are people that were...
There was a lot of manipulation and a lot of...
No, I get it. There were a lot of Confederate soldiers that were way too young to make these decisions.
12 years old.
They were teenagers that were...
That's Keegan in a year.
I know.
Could you imagine?
It makes me very emotional right now thinking about it.
I know. Okay, so we're not going to think about that. But
anyway,
no. So what I'm saying, yes, like the not all people that fought on the Confederate side were fighting for the reasons that the Confederacy seceded from the United States of America.
Yes.
They also were a little bit.
Yeah. What? But they. Some of the people that fought for the Confederacy were told by family members and friends saying, hey, you got to fight on our side
as my grandmother would say, to tell the Yankees to get their butts out of our way of living.
Yeah.
No offense to my grandmother, but...
I love her to death, but damn.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, let's continue.
She was educated in a time when education wasn't based on truth, but was based on bias.
Yeah.
And when you get to a certain point, having your reality challenged in such a way is very difficult. She and I have had many conversations about this.
Yeah, Florida, get your fucking shit together.
Fuck. Can Florida just... Can we just, like, chisel it off and push it out to sea? God, I don't know. So many people that are like, I want to move to Florida. I'm like, why?
Why?
Because it's sandy and beachy. I'm like, it's a fucking swamp. And DeSantis is the governor.
Well, let's just take DeSantis and the Texas governor and some other governors and politicians and set them on an island.
Greg Abbott, I have many feelings because what happened to Justin happened in the state of Texas and could have been prevented if their laws were different and fucking humane.
Okay, I will say this, and we're not going to pursue this anymore. I'm going to say this right now. The state of Texas, the correction facility... The prisons in Texas.
They murdered my brother.
Basically. There is more deaths in the Texas prison systems than any other state. And there is a huge lawsuit against the state of Texas because of that.
He shouldn't have been there.
No.
The fact that he was there, under their care, he was an epileptic, he deserved to be treated like a fucking human being, and they murdered him.
Exactly.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay, so, anyways, the governor of Texas can go to hell and fuck him. So, we're going to continue.
Every single individual human being who works and is associated with the correctional system in that state, if they're not trying to change it from the inside out.
Right.
Just because somebody's a criminal doesn't mean they're not a fucking human being.
I'm sure there are some correctional officers that are good.
And I'm sure that there are some criminals who fucking deserve it.
But the ones earlier this year that happened to the situation that happened to your brother, where the guard on duty during the weekend and their fucking nurse thought he was faking a seizure.
He had seven. I don't know. There's conflicting reports of how many seizures he had in one day, but there were multiples inmates trying to get a hold of people on the outside to get in touch with my mother to let her know the situation. He was having seizures and they were saying he was faking it and they weren't giving him his medication because he was a dirty inmate. Because he was faking it. Because for the last 12 years, he's been diagnosed as an epileptic. But all of a sudden, some bitch doesn't want to do her job. And some guard backs her the fuck up. And he's faking it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure this happens in a lot of prison systems. But Texas is the worst. Just saying. We're going to continue now.
Okay.
So... Springfield, Missouri is located on the Springfield Plateau of the Ozark Mountains, earning the city the nickname Gateway to the Ozarks.
Yes.
First settled by John Polk Campbell in 1829, the area quickly became an old settlement with shops, factories, and a post office, and was incorporated as a town in 1838, as I talked about in...
Episode 1 of Springfield. All the way, way the fuck back.
a couple episodes ago.
Okay. You didn't cover this in episode 1?
It was a couple episodes ago.
No, I'm just saying you didn't go over this information in episode 1?
Episode 1 of what?
Episode 1-1. 1-1?
1-1. No.
No? Okay.
I don't know. The last, 21, 22, 23, this is episode 24, it's basically in Springfield, Missouri.
Yes, but the first four episodes were also, they were in Missouri, so not necessarily not Springfield. Okay.
But anyways, our next episode is the bonus episode for Texas.
Fuck Texas and their bonus episode.
We're going to go there. Although Missouri voted to remain in the Union, Confederacy remained strong statewide. On August 10, 1861, the first major Civil War battle west of the Mississippi River was fought 10 miles south of Springfield. More than 5,000 Union soldiers and 12,000 Union forces clashed at Wilson's Creek.
You said Union twice.
And I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Why did I write that? More than 5,000 Union soldiers and 12,000 Union forces.
Do you want me to Google the battle? All
right. Ashley has Googled and...
So, yes. It's more than 12,000 Confederates and 5,400 Federals at the Wilson's Creek battle.
Yep, I don't know why I had that in my notes as that. So
a little clerical error. It's fine.
Yeah, and my phone did that thing where I tried to go down and it just went all the way down.
Is Colin Robinson around?
Colin Robinson. That's one of our favorite shows. What We Do in the Shadows. Oh my god. More than 5,000 Union soldiers and 12,000 Confederate forces clashed at Wilson's Creek. The battle ended in a Confederate victory, but disorganization and poor planning prevented Confederate forces from capitalizing on their success.
They basically won by default because...
Yeah, the Union retreated.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The battle was significant, making the first death of a Confederate general in battle, Brigadier General Nathaniel Lyon.
He was a Union. He was on the Union side. Lyon was Union.
Yeah.
Lyon was a Yankee.
Why do my notes say
that? Typo.
Typo.
Keep going.
Anyways, a Union general, Brigadier General Nathaniel Lyon, died in the attack.
Yes.
Shot by a Confederate bullet.
Yes.
So, yeah. After the Civil War, the city of Springfield purchased 80 acres of prairie land for a cemetery and gave the United States government the privilege of selecting land for the National Cemetery.
Side note, it's funny to think that that cemetery was once prairie land.
I know.
Because where the fuck does a prairie exist around here anymore? It's
literally in the middle
of... It's next to the mall.
a city. Yeah.
But that one's once prairie.
I am getting into it.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Try not to...
Interrupt.
Interrupt me too many times.
Sorry, Grayson.
Grayson won't like that. I love you, Grayson. He's a coworker and a very good friend.
Okay.
So, 5 acres were selected from the highest site and purchased for $37.50 an acre.
Shoot me in the head right now.
Come on. $37.50 for an acre. And we're paying, what, $10,000 plus an acre right now.
No, it's no, more than way. That. Because it depends on okay, where you're buying so, land. Because... There's listen. The house that I delivered Qdoba to when I was delivering the red bag stuff, Postmates,
yeah,
or whatever no. it was, Grubhub, no, the no. other one. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Anyway, when I was trying to do that, I delivered to a house. I delivered Qdoba. I know, because it's the house that I backed my car in, and I called you crying on my way home because I got lost.
Yeah.
They paid... more for the land than we paid for our house. And it was the exact same. It was half an acre.
Yes. Side note. The
I know that because I Googled it because I was like enraged.
So, okay. We live next to an empty lot. But the corner house next to our house used to have like the whole.
It was a whole acre.
Whole acre.
We have 0.46 no, acres. No,
it wasn't a whole acre. Well... The children decided after the parent the dad
split
died.
Split it because you can get more money yeah. by splitting the so lot.
So the kids split it.
It was the house they owned two lots because they had a separate driveway. Right. They owned two lots. The family, the children decided to sell them as separate lots instead of selling them together because it would be more profitable for them.
Right.
Which I get it, but also, so anyways, I wish we could have bought that land.
The empty lot right next to us is. What?
It's smaller than ours.
Quarter of an acre?
I think it's about a quarter of an acre because it's not as wide and it's not as deep.
It sold for $40,000. Just the lot itself.
Empty land yes. with a couple trees on it. Yeah.
$40,000.
I wanted to put a flower farm on that land.
And the guy that I talked to the guy that bought it, he's like, oh, you don't have to worry. I'm not going to build anything on it this year. Like,
but he's going to build on it eventually.
Yeah. It's a tiny lot. Why would you build right there?
And the driveway is literally on the border of our
yes.
property and their yes. property. And the city will not let them move it.
Yeah.
Their driveway will... It doesn't cross over our property, but it literally is on the line.
Well, it's a few
within
interest.
A foot, within 1 foot.
Yeah, yeah.
The stakes are 1 foot away.
It's ridiculous. I hate it. We moved here when there was an empty lot behind us. There was an empty lot beside us.
And an empty lot in front of us.
And now there's a fucking house behind us.
And they're trying to put a subdivision across the street from us or yes. an old folks retirement facility.
So one of these years, we're going to win the lottery or somehow miraculously become rich and fucking actually move
out of this house to my old Victorian haunted house with the witch's cupboard upstairs.
Once we do that, we'll have a lot more content.
No ghost investigating in the house we live in.
Yeah, we're not going to do that right now.
No, we're not going to do that at all, ever. I don't care. If the house that we move into is haunted,
even though I have secretly done some stuff here.
I know, and you've shown me, and I have had nightmares.
Are you serious?
About the man on the porch.
Oh, well. I think he is a Civil War era guy.
I've had nightmares about him.
Really?
Yes.
He's just there.
But I've had nightmares.
He doesn't. Okay. We'll continue. For fuck's sake. Springfield National Cemetery was officially established in 1867, and many of the men who died in the Battle of Wilson's Creek are buried here. In addition, Confederate military remains buried in several Missouri counties were moved and reburied at the new cemetery. It was Union military remains buried in several Missouri counties that were moved and reburied at the new cemetery. In 1871, a Confederate cemetery was established adjacent to the National Cemetery, totaling approximately six acres with a walled 2.7 acres. In March 1911, Congress authorized the Secretary of War to accept the Confederate cemetery as part of Springfield National Cemetery. A deed restriction prevented the burial of anyone other than Confederate veterans within the boundaries of the former Confederate cemetery, which is weird.
Interesting. Yeah. So if there's like 3 acres, hypothetically, because I don't know, but if there's 3 acres of land that nobody's been buried on that is technically part of the Confederate cemetery, nobody can be buried on those three acres.
Right.
Because you can't be a Confederate if you're...
Right. And I'm going to get to there. They did expand.
Okay.
Know, for, like I said, they're other wars, veterans, or military.
Okay.
So, anyways.
Anyhow.
In 1871, a Confederate cemetery was established adjacent to... What? I just said that. After World... My phone is... Every time I, like, pause, it moves. It's a ghost. I know it.
Yeah.
After World War II, the Department of Army expanded the National Cemetery, receiving approval for the Confederate Cemetery Association to use areas within the boundaries of the former Confederate cemetery, but outside the controlled area in the 1980s due to the number of uninhabited graves in the area that were... Oh, my God. I can't speak.
You've passed the... not drunk enough, and now you're too drunk.
I'm a little tipsy.
Those drunk. Those beatboxes are 11.8?
They are 11.1%
alcohol. 11.1%
alcohol. And I am, like, almost not quite seeing double, but I'm at the point where I'm like... Okay, am I really reading this?
I've had more alcohol than you, and I'm not quite there yet, but I'm just in the...
No,
like,
I've had more alcohol.
By volume.
Well, yeah, well...
You had beer, and I've had this fucking 18% wine cocktail and a beatbox.
I'm a lightweight, I guess. So, basically, in the 1980s, due to the number of uninhabited graves in the area that were reserved for Confederate burials, the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Southern Missouri Cemetery Association agreed to allow the burial of all the dead.
Okay. If I just stopped interrupting you, you'd get there eventually.
Yeah. Like Grayson said, stop interrupting me.
Sorry, Grayson.
Jesus Christ. Fuck me.
You better start sleeping on the roof.
I'm...
Because you live with a contentious woman.
Maybe.
It's in the Bible. You need to sleep on the roof.
Well, if this was the Bible days, you would be stoned a long fucking time ago, woman.
I'd have been burned at the stake.
Both. I would stone you and then have to burn you.
After you have paid my dad to marry me because you defiled me.
Well... That's true. We do have... I could have paid him in chickens.
And technically, I've never committed adultery, so you would have no reason to have stoned me except for the conspiracy, the suspicion of witchcraft.
Well, that's true. We do have chickens, so I could have paid in chickens. So, yeah.
I probably would have been worth, like, what? Like, 6 chickens?
Well, we have 10 right now, so I could have... I would have probably given him... Well... This is our, what, third set of chickens? So we would have...
We're like 30 in.
I would have given him all 30.
No, I'm not... No, back then, I wouldn't have been worth that. It's like one goat or like 5 chickens. Women were not worth much, man. No. Unless it was a wealthy family.
No, I would have given all 30 chickens away.
Just for me?
Just for you.
Aw, you're lying.
Maybe. I love you.
Okay. Cradle robber.
Shut up. In the 1980s, due to the number of uninhabited graves in the area that word reserved for Confederate burials. Fuck, I've been drinking a lot. The Department of Veterans Affairs and Southern Missouri Cemetery Association agreed to allow the burials of all the dead. Veterans in the area inside the compound wall. That was supposed to be a comma, not a period. I don't know why I put a period. What the fuck am I doing? Oh, fuck.
Take a deep breath.
The Department of Veteran Affairs and the Southern Missouri Cemetery Association agreed to allow the burials of all the dead veterans in the area inside the compound wall. So they were all allowed inside the wall.
Okay, so dead veterans.
Yes.
Okay, just period.
Yes.
From any battle, any war.
Somehow I put a period instead of a comma.
You know what? Periods and commas are right next to each other on the keyboard.
I was probably drinking a lot while I did these notes.
I was going to say, you click an N instead of an M, you have a completely different sentence structure. Yes.
In 1984, the Daughters of the Confederacy dedicated a plaque over a monument in the former Confederacy stating, the use of the site by all veterans and their dependents as a symbol of unifying purpose in memory of those who had the honor of serving this great nation.
Interesting, coming from the Daughters of the Confederacy, an organization that glorifies the Confederacy.
Yes, we're not.
Sorry, I'm not going on that tangent. Keep going. Keep reading.
Any person who is listening to this podcast that is intelligent knows what the Confederacy was about.
Yes.
Okay.
Keep reading. Continue.
The original 5 acres of the National Cemetery were laid out in a square layout. We need to fucking visit there.
We need to go there.
Okay, so here's our...
My landlady at work goes there for her daily walks.
Okay, so...
We need to go there.
I'm going to say this now. We will go there before the next episode is out. And we will...
That's a lie.
Probably. But I've been drinking, and
we can go there tomorrow before your mom brings the kids home, because my afternoon appointment canceled.
I'll be editing this episode.
Can you take a second and go for a walk through a cemetery with your wife?
I guess.
Doesn't matter. I don't care.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens. No, but we will try to go before the next episode. Before.
In the near future.
Next Monday.
Before the sun sets on a coon's ass. I don't know. That's just...
I don't know.
Keep going.
Anyways. What was I?
It's something about
the original 5 acres of the National Cemetery were laid out in a square layout with equally spaced paths crossing and perpendicular to each other. I have seen pictures and it's amazing. Like how they have like rows. It looks like, you know, straight rows. And then if you look at it perpendicular, it looks straight to it. Like it's really amazing. A limestone wall topped with with sandstone slabs surrounds the perimeter of the original land. Mm-hmm. The wall built in 1874 replaced the wooden fence. In the center of the original terrain is a circle with masts and 4 cannon monuments. Just west of the main entrance is the cemetery administration building, a 2-story brick structure with a slate roof. Built in 1940, the brick building was once the residence and office of the cemetery administrator.
Hmm. The overhead shot of the cemetery on Google Maps is beautiful.
Yeah. So we're going to go visit there and, yeah, take some pictures. And it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Renovated in 1996, the building is currently used for administrative purposes only. In the northwest corner of the original cemetery, there is a brick service building built before 1933. It has been significantly modified since the construction. I almost said Constitution because I'm drunk. Sorry. Yes. This is one of those sad but very fun episodes for me because I'm kind of like Grayson said, when you're drunk, I can tell because you slur your words.
Yes, you do.
And when you're
like your birthday.
And he said, when you're tipsy, I can tell because you have a good time.
Grayson was there for the drunkest.
And he said, when you haven't drank enough, I could tell.
Yes.
Yes.
Grayson knows you very well.
He does. Aww. I love Grayson. He's a very good friend.
Grayson was there when you were the drunkest of. I'd never seen you that drunk.
Oh, my birthday party. Yes. That was a good time. I don't that remember was a part lot of it, but of it was shot. Fun.
And the ride home was great for me.
I remember
half of the time you're sitting there crying about how stupid you are, and the other half of the time you're talking about how much you love me and your friends.
Makes sense. Yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah.
I can see you doing that. Yeah. Drunk me is fun.
Drunk you is so fun. Very yeah, fun. It's great. Carrying a grown man into his house.
Oh my gosh. Anyways. I have good friends.
You do. You have great friends. I don't mean that sarcastically.
Also within the cemetery grounds is a rectangular cubic stone gallery built between the Confederacy and Union sections of the cemetery. The gallery resembles a miniature Greek temple and has podiums or... Okay, so...
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I fucked my notes up. Mm-hmm. It was... I had a different word other than podiums. Mm-hmm. Greek temple and has... It was a different word other than podiums. Mm-hmm. Because I put Greek temple and has podiums or podiums on both sides for love celebrations. Was I fucking drunk when I did this?
Are they trying to insinuate that you can get married in a cemetery?
No, I think I was drunk when I did these notes. And I did not go through and read my notes before I did this.
So there's... Are you talking about this?
Yeah. Because it's a podium on both sides or love celebration. For love celebrations.
Again, are they trying to insinuate that you can get married in a cemetery? Wow.
I want to apologize to everybody. Because my notes are whacked.
Wiggity whack.
But it is... Okay, listen. So this is... It comes from a few articles and mm-hmm. notes from...
Maybe you need to take a Udemy course on research.
No, I know my research, but I was probably drinking.
Maybe you need to take a Udemy course on how to do research and organize research.
I think I just need to research without drinking.
I think that's probably a good idea also. If I'm being honest.
So, because it says... The gallery resembles a miniature Greek temple or has podiums on both sides for love celebrations, water, and memorial. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Love celebrations. If not marriages, maybe celebrations of like people that you've lost that you love, like honoring them. It's probably whatever. But that would also fall under the memorial. But water.
I don't know why I wrote that. I did.
Baptism?
Somehow. Nope.
Are we saying we can get married, baptize, and memorialize our loved ones in the same...
Nope. That's not why I wrote that. Nope. The gallery resembles a miniature Greek temple and has lecterns or podiums for speakers on both sides of the four patriotic and memorial observances. Not love celebrations. All right, continuing. Bronze plaques on the south side of the gallery face Confederate graves. A plaque mentions Confederate soldiers buried there and the battles they died in, including the battle of...
the south side is the Confederate and the north side is the Union?
I think so, yes.
Okay.
And the battles they died in, including the Battle of Wilson's Creek, which that was last episode, if you want to go back and listen if you haven't already. Other plaques listed the date the Confederate cemetery was founded and the installation of the cemetery Carillon in 1979. I don't know what Carillon is or what it means. C-A-R-I-L-L-O-N. Whatever.
Anyways. Drunk Paul has some explaining to do.
I need to stop doing my notes while drunk.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You need to stop getting drunk so often.
Well, I don't. That's the thing. I probably get drunk like once a week.
You shouldn't even get drunk that much.
Well, it makes me feel good. My doctor doesn't like it. I have a doctor's appointment coming up on Wednesday. And he's not going to be happy.
This is the first time I've gotten drunk. I have not let myself get drunk since Justin died because I don't want to use alcohol as a crutch.
I know.
So if that's what you're doing, that's not healthy. But I'm not going to give you a lecture right now because, you know.
I'm not using alcohol or getting drunk as a crutch.
Okay.
I like to drink and feel good while recording.
Yes.
I don't know why I was drinking while
doing notes.
Like researching. Anyways. Goddamn.
What was going on in your life at that time?
Probably nothing. Well, a lot.
Oh, you're dealing with me.
Yeah. What was I at?
Something about Carillons.
Well.
And water and memorials. Love, celebrations, water, okay, and memorials.
Yep.
Plaques and Carillons.
Yep. On the north side of the gallery, across from the Confederate graves, a single plaque is inscribed to the Vietnam War veterans. So the north part is Vietnam War veteran graves.
Okay.
So, several large memorials are located within the cemetery grounds. Two are located just east of the administration building. The oldest is a memorial honoring Brigadier General Nathaniel Lyon, commander of the Battle of Wilson's Creek and the first Union general to die in the Civil War.
Did you have Confederate written again?
Yes, I don't know why the fuck.
Girl, get your facts straight. He was Union. It was McCullough that was Confederate.
Yes, I'm an idiot. Anyways.
Yes.
The 12-foot-tall monument erected by the people of Springfield in 1888 is a marble pillar topped with a knight's helmet, battle axe, and crown. Near Lyon's monument, a 25-foot-tall Confederate memorial, probably Union memorial.
Maybe.
I...
wouldn't surprise me if the Confederates were like, here's a 25-foot obelisk.
Probably Union Memorial.
Something. From the Civil War.
Built in 1907, the request of local physician T.J. Bailey, it features a life-size statue of an infantryman and is engraved with the Confederate tribute to the dead. Near Lyon's Monument, a 25-foot-tall Union Memorial... built in 1907 at the request of local physician T.J. Bailey. It features a life-size statue of an infantryman and is engraved with a Union tribute to the dead. The other side of the monument reads that the monument was erected under the provisions of the last will of Dr. Thomas Bailey to show his love for the Union and its gallant defenders. So it wasn't Oh my God. So I'm going to be honest. I kind of had help with these notes.
Oh, from AI?
Yes. And I guarantee you that the fucking AI said Confederate instead of Union.
This is why we don't use artificial intelligence.
So I'm sorry.
Period.
Won't happen again.
That's not true. You know it's going to happen again.
Maybe. I what I do is I write the notes and have them like...
Correct?
Yeah.
Oh, because you use the Grammarly AI. This is not ChatGPT.
I use both.
You use ChatGPT?
No, not for these.
You use ChatGPT?
But not for these.
But you use ChatGPT?
But not for these.
I've not even been able to figure out how to even find ChatGPT.
Really?
No.
Okay, so I have used them for others. Future.
Canva has an AI, but it can't give medical advice, so it can't help me for shit. Because skincare is medical advice.
So for future notes, I will write my notes and have them like look for like what you call it?
Errors?
That and...
Except for when the ChatGPT does the errors.
This was not ChatGPT. This was a different AI thing, and I don't remember which one it was.
It was Grammarly.
No, it wasn't.
No?
It was a different one.
Was it Canva?
No. No? It was...
What other AI is there?
It was a different one I can't think of. It was not ChatGPT. It wasn't Grammarly. My mind is like, it wasn't that.
It was something.
It was something.
It was artificial intelligence.
And I've written my notes, and I put it in to help me not... copyright.
Plagiarize?
Plagiarize, yeah.
And for so some, it decided to change the facts.
In helping me not plagiarize, it put, instead of Union, it put Confederate.
That's great.
I did write these
That's
notes.
That's fucking fantastic.
But instead of Confederate, I put the correct, in the correct place, I put Union. But the stupid fucking AI put Confederate. Because it's probably fantastic. Fucking racist.
Fucking fantastic.
The racist AI put the Confederate in the wrong place. So, sorry to everybody who's listening. He was listening to my drunken ramblings. I'm sorry.
This makes my 2-hour rant at the beginning of the episode seem like nothing.
It wasn't 2 hours. It was one
hour. 1 hour. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So...
Okay.
I'm sorry. So when it says Confederate, it probably means Union. So, yeah.
So,
it was a Union tribute to the dead.
Okay. So you say.
Commissioned by Confederate Veterans Association of Missouri in 1901, Italian sculptor Xavier Trentinov created a bronze statue of a Confederate soldier to honor both Confederate Missouri soldiers and General Sterling Price, former Missouri governor and Confederate commander at the Battle of Wilson's Creek. The front of the monument features a bronze relief portrait of Price. Also located in the old Confederate cemetery is a granite marker placed in 1958 by the Daughters of the Confederacy in honor of the unknown Confederates who died in the Battle of Wilson's Creek.
Yeah. Unknown soldiers are sad. I don't care what side they fought on.
Yeah. Because you never know if they were, like, forced to fight on that
how
side.
How old they
or
were.
How old they were. Teenagers. Like, it's...
It's just the fact that human lives are lost... Because rich people would rather pay people to fight their battles for them than fight their battles themselves. One thing the Middle Ages had going for them, you maybe had, there were certain instances where they had like thousands of troops, sure. But for the most part, like most of the battles that we remember was like a couple hundred soldiers and like the king himself.
Yeah.
Like Henry the VII fought Richard the III. And somebody killed Richard III. It wasn't Henry VII. Somebody killed Richard III in battle, and that's how Henry VII became king of fucking England.
Right, yeah.
They didn't pay other people to fight their battles for them. They were there on the front lines in the fucking battle.
Yeah, the kings had big-ass swords and on horses riding through the fucking...
I'm not saying the Middle Ages were perfect, and I'm not saying those dudes were good, either of them, at all, by no stretch of the imagination. But fucking, if Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg want to duke it the fuck out, let them have it, and let's stop having rich people let poor people fight their battles for them.
Yeah.
Just duke it the fuck out, man. Just duke it the fuck out. Stop using us as your pawns.
Yeah, you see Zuckerberg in pictures training with these...
I don't give a shit about either of them.
I know. They're both fucking ridiculous.
I'm just saying. It's the closest to, like, actual morality that I've seen from a rich person in, like, literally 3,000 years. So, let them do it.
Anyways... The front of the monument features a bronze relief portrait of Price. Also located in the old Confederate cemetery is a granite marker placed in 1958 by the Daughters of Confederacy in honor of the unknown Confederates who died in the Battle of Wilson's Creek. I just said that. Yeah.
Yeah, you did. That's what started me on my rant.
Anyways. Erected in recent years, other memorials at Springfield National Cemetery include a granite and bronze memorial to those who died in the Pearl Harbor attack in 1941.
Oh.
The Pearl Harbor Survivors Association dedicated this memorial in 1992. In 1999, the Sons and Daughters of the American Revolution erected a granite monument to honor those who died in the Revolutionary War.
Okay.
A veteran of the Revolutionary War, Private William Freeman, is buried at Springfield National Cemetery. Freeman was a member of the North Carolina Militia who served as a scout for General George Washington.
Fascinating.
Freeman's grave is located near the monument to the general... Oh my god. Freeman's grave is located near the monument to General Lyon.
Why is he buried in Springfield, Missouri?
I don't know.
If he was in the, Carolina.
So they had, this is one of the very first national cemeteries dedicated to war soldiers.
Okay.
And... they had...
But there are cemeteries dedicated to the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, I know, but this was like...
I'm just wondering why one person from the Revolutionary War is buried in our cemetery of all fucking places. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just interesting. It's just a question, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you literally take the entire mason jar of lemonade...
I did. I added
strawberry vodka.
I did.
So I was thinking that maybe you would pour some lemonade into a different vessel and then add vodka and not contaminate the whole lemonade.
Well,
now I can't drink that tomorrow like I was planning.
Whoops. Well, I added a lot of vodka to this.
A lot. Of course you did.
And now... I'm going to try to get through this episode because I'm kind of drunk.
I love you and your boobies.
I love you and your boobies.
Happy birthday.
Anyways, Grayson knows what that means. Gosh, where am I at?
Talking about the dude that was from the Revolutionary War.
Okay, so,
buried by Nathaniel Lyon.
Here's the thing. Every time I stop...
You lose your place.
My phone, like, goes up or down.
Because you touch your phone screen and you don't realize it.
That's probably what happened. And...
Or your phone is haunted like mine is. I'll tell you about what happens to my phone. It's fun. My phone's been acting real weird.
Yes. So... Other notable burials at Springfield National Cemetery include 5 Buffalo soldiers, a member of the African American Army Regiments Formed after the Civil War, the Buffalo Soldiers protected settlers moving west, built and rehabilitated military outposts and camps, and maintained law and order in the western parts of the country.
Law and order.
Yeah. Springfield National Cemetery is also the final resting place of five recipients of the Medal of Honor, the nation's highest military award awarded for
acts of valor,
conspicuous gallantry, and intrepidity at the risk of the life above and beyond the call of duty.
I'm pretty sure, I don't know if my uncle has a Medal of Honor or a Purple Heart, but my uncle Vaughn was in the Vietnam War.
Right.
And he's actually, they talk about him in a book that somebody wrote because of something that he did. And I'm off the top of my head, I don't know what that was at this moment. Because my brain is marshmallow.
Right. I'm sorry to the listeners because we have drinking.
We had such a great conversation at the beginning and now we're just complete fucking
after an hour
s'mores.
Of like a lot of talking and stuff.
And drinking. Lots of alcohol.
Anyways.
This is what happens when you're married to not only a person with ADHD, but also a person that just doesn't know when to shut the fuck up when they need to shut the fuck up.
And to a guy that just likes to drink and
doesn't know how to tell you to shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Because he's afraid that you're going to yell at him, which you probably will.
True. That's almost every man. So.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. Where the fuck was I?
I don't fucking know,
my
man.
God.
You're on the moon.
Literally. Okay. This podcast is supposed to be comedy /
Well, you
history.
Have it under comedy on Spotify.
Because that's the only thing I do. So it's comedy / history / paranormal. So if you don't like it, I'm sorry. Get the fuck over it. So,
get over yourself, bitch. Oh my god.
Anyway,
we're going to hell in a handbasket, not pass and go, not collecting any dollars.
Well, if we're going to hell, then I'll fuck some shit up while we're there.
Hell yeah, man. Let me talk to Satan.
All right, well,
don't be afraid of the dark.
All right, Sober Paul here. You could tell we were getting a little more tipsy throughout this episode.
Yep.
So we're just going to go ahead and just end this, and we'll see you next week for
Part 3.
So if you have any stories or any requests of anything you want to hear about or know anyone who does, please email me at afraidishpodcast@gmail.com, Instagram and Facebook at afraidishpodcast. All the links will be in the show notes. I have this on YouTube as audio, but not video yet. You can listen to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, almost anywhere else. Also rate and review on Apple Podcasts and rate on Spotify. 5 stars, please. And until next time, don't be afraid of the dark.
Be afraid-ish
of what's in it. Bye.
Bye.